Through segregation, displacement, and a persistent lack of opportunity, black communities in Northern Virginia have held onto their roots and to each other. But rising housing prices and neighborhood gentrification have pushed people out, even where discriminatory policies did not. One historic African-American neighborhood in Arlington County is working to keep its history and traditions alive. WAMU's Tyrone Turner and Margaret Barthel report from Halls Hill.
Dozens of residents and people with old family ties gathered on the local playground in the Halls Hill neighborhood off of Langston Boulevard in North Arlington.
Come up the left side. Go on. They trying to make me play the whole game. I ain't trying to, man. I ain't going to be able to go to work tomorrow.
People who hadn't seen each other during the pandemic hugged. A DJ spun lively music. They were all there on this sunny, crisp Thanksgiving morning for the neighborhood's annual Turkey Bowl, a football game between the old heads in maroon jerseys and the young heads in yellow. Paul Terry has been living in the neighborhood since 1968 and used to play in the game.
They've been having this before they had Martin Luther King birthday holiday. They've been going for over 50-some years, except for last year when they had a COVID.
But the morning wasn't just about football. Halls Hill is a historically black neighborhood that has lost most of its black population over the decades, and the Turkey Bowl is an opportunity for families to return, celebrate, and remember their history.
Even though I grew up in a time of segregation and racism, and a lot of things were going on, and the world wasn't a comfortable place for African Americans, Halls Hill was.
Sandra Green has been living in Halls Hill for 75 years, and she remembers other lost traditions, Christmas concerts, Halloween celebrations, dancing around a maypole on May Day. Green also remembers the darker side of growing up in a segregated neighborhood, not being able to try on clothes in the local department store, being shut out of the rides at a local carnival. Then, in 1959, she was one of a handful of black students to integrate Stratford Junior High, the first public school in Virginia to do so. Going from a black-run, segregated school to a mostly white school was hard.
But we always knew we had our community to go back to. And I think for a lot of us, just stepping foot back home was a breath of fresh air.
Outside Callaway Baptist Church, a Halls Hill community institution since 1866, fourth-generation resident Wilma Jones also remembers a tight-knit community. It was one of the few places black people could buy homes in Arlington.
It helped me to see that it didn't matter how much money you had or, you know, where you worked or what you did, that, you know, we all played a part. So it was a great place to grow up.
But in the 60s, housing prices in the D.C. suburbs started to rise. Green remembers some of her peers choosing to buy cheaper homes and start families in other black enclaves in Maryland. By the 1980s, developers began buying up land in Halls Hill and building big houses where modest ones had stood.
And people who may have wanted to come back here to live could not afford it.
Now the neighborhood is far whiter and richer. Today, black people make up just 22% of the Halls Hill population, down from 70% in 1991. But Green and Jones say they're doing their best to keep the county's black history alive. Green tells stories of her childhood to her grandchildren. And Jones self-published a book about the history of Halls Hill, which can be found in county libraries.
But if there's anything that I can do to help kind of put a Iwo Jima flag on Halls Hill and say we were here, I want to do it.
And for one day a year at the Turkey Bowl, Halls Hill comes back home.
What's that, what, about a 90-yard run?
For WAMU, I'm Tyrone Turner.
And I'm Margaret Barthel.